Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The hunt for a killer.
Our nightmare is finally over and the good guys won.
Auto workers threaten to walk out.
We are preparing to strike these companies in a way they've never seen before.
Catastrophic flooding kills more than 5,000.
The devastation in eastern Libya is counted one body at a time.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Peter King in Orlando. This was the day the running stopped for Danilo Cavalcante. Law enforcement captured the fugitive killer this morning after a two-week chase that ended not far from the Pennsylvania jail from which he escaped. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says Cavalcante was taken by surprise and subdued by a four-legged police officer. More from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The break came around midnight when a burglar alarm went off within the police perimeter in Chester County. Officers didn't find Cavalcante, but began to zero in on an area where aircraft picked up a heat source. Around 8 a.m., tactical teams made their move.
They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcante did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred.
But he didn't surrender. A dog finally subdued the suspect.
The United Auto Workers Union says members will walk out at several big three automaker plants if they can't reach an agreement before midnight tomorrow night. UAW President Sean Fain.
The UAW doesn't back down from a fight. We're willing to do what's necessary to win justice by any means necessary.
The auto workers are looking for a 40% pay raise over the next 4 years, along with increased benefits and shorter work weeks. A federal judge in Houston has just sided with Texas and eight other states, declaring the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program to be illegal. DACA has allowed so-called dreamers brought to the U.S. as children to stay here. The case will likely head to the U.S. Supreme Court for a third time. In eastern Libya, the death toll from massive flooding is above 5,000, with no place to put remains. CBS's Ian Lee.
With morgues overwhelmed, residents are placed on the streets they once called home. This hospital director says those not identified are photographed, numbered, and buried. Many end up in mass graves.
A federal judge says New Mexico's governor cannot suspend an open carry law for Albuquerque and nearby areas because it goes against a Supreme Court ruling that says people have the right to carry weapons outside the home for self-defense. He's issued a temporary restraining order. The governor issued the suspension after recent gun violence, which children were killed, calling it an emergency health order. Now this.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
It's hard to get supplies and relief workers into the earthquake zone in Morocco's mountains. For the town of Wirgan, CBS's Chris Livesay tells us why.
We're not far from the epicenter. It's extremely hard to reach, very remote. A lot of these villages don't have roads that are accessible even by four-wheel drive vehicles. So they've had to use donkeys and mules in order to get them supplies for sustenance and survival.
Nearly 3,000 people are known dead. A meeting between Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un is over. Russia is believed to want weapons for the war in Ukraine.
What is it in for North Korea? As we've been saying, a very poor country, desperately needs food, desperately needs cash. But there's a potential that Vladimir Putin could also give Kim Jong-un things like technology for its nuclear submarines and its spy satellites.
CBS's MTS Tyab in Dnipro, Ukraine. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. What to do about artificial intelligence? Congress and some of the biggest names in the tech industry are talking about it.
Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and other tech giants are in Washington to talk with lawmakers on how they can regulate artificial intelligence. Musk with this warning.
The question is really one of civilizational risk.
He believes there should be a federal agency to oversee AI.
The reason that I've been such an advocate for AI safety in advance of sort of anything terrible happening is that I think the consequences of AI going wrong are severe.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A hurricane watch is up for eastern Maine and Canada's Maritimes. Southeastern Massachusetts is under a storm surge watch with Hurricane Lee approaching and expected to make landfall Saturday as a Category 1 storm. The National Hurricane Center says top winds are clocked at 105 miles per hour. The last hurricane to hit Maine was Hurricane Bob in 1991.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Texas lawmakers have been hearing some powerful testimony in State Attorney General Ken Paxton's impeachment trial. Reporter Chris Fox has more on that from Austin.
On the stand, Drew Wicker, Paxton's personal assistant, overseeing work done at Paxton's home, specifically revolving around a conversation between Paxton and his contractor, Kevin Wood.
I walked away with the impression that Nate Paul was involved in the renovations of General Paxton's home. It felt as though there might be an inappropriate relationship there.
Nate Paul's in Austin. An investor and Paxton campaign donor. Paxton's accused of misusing his office to help Paul evade a federal investigation in return for free home renovations and help covering up the attorney general's alleged extramarital affair. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Paxton is a Republican. His trial is being held in the Republican majority Texas Senate. And that's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life?
You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.